Welcome to Raising Happy and Thriving Gifted Kids, a daily podcast where you get relatable stories, interesting lessons, and practical tips to help your kids thrive and be happy while enjoying your own life even more.
So one core skill that is required when trying to go through a school system is memorization. And this has always been my nemesis. Actually, when I was 11, I was tested and a psychologist, you know, did an entire test and said, your memory is not good enough to finish high school. I'm sorry, you're smart enough, but your memory is not good enough. Well, actually, in the end, I did finish high school, so I proved her wrong. But this always kind of bugged me. Also because like my natural memory is really, really good. Like if I'm interested in something, I'm like a walking encyclopedia. But then I would have to study for school, you know, vocabulary list or, you know, history tests or stuff like that. And I would choke. And I always make a big difference between natural learning and technical learning. And natural learning, and it probably goes for you, goes for your kid as well, is something you're interested in and it just goes automatically. Your brain just processes stuff. But how to learn on a technical basis, I need to learn this even though I don't think it's interesting or it doesn't stick. Well, actually, it turns out it's a skill. So what I did is I went after, like, how can I learn how to do this? And I studied a whole bunch of memory grandmasters. I love the term. Like, I am a memory grandmaster. Well, I'm not, but there apparently are. There's actually memory world championships where people will memorize decks of cards. They will memorize endless sequences of numbers, random word poems. So that people can just memorize all kinds of things. And it's mesmerizing to watch. And it turns out that almost all of them have trained their ability to do this. Very few come in there with just, I'm automatically able to do this. But they have got elaborate systems, tricks, strategies, and skills to do it. And I started training it. And I actually learned, for instance, how to memorize numbers. And in a demonstration for a group of kids who were doubting, like, no, memory is not good. And, you know, you can't do this. I actually, within an hour of lesson, they were doing other stuff, and I started memorizing 300 digits of pi in under an hour in a fun process. I was actually laughing along the way. And I did the demonstration in the end. I could give them the 300 digits of pi. And memory is a skill, a strategy, and a muscle. The skill is learning, like, different ways to use your brain. The strategy is about coming up with an overarching plan, how to memorize the things you need to learn. And it's a muscle. The more you use it, the more you use a brain, the easier it becomes to memorize different things. So train it. Virtually anybody can learn how to memorize structured information. It takes time. And this is where you see a lot of gifted kids kind of get stuck, because learning, they're not used to spending time and energy on learning because it goes automatically. But invest the time. Push your kids, maybe make it a game or a challenge or even a bet to train them in using their memory, because it's a skill that's going to serve you for a lifetime. So reflect on this. How was your memory? Do you believe memory can change? Has this story maybe helped a little bit? What about your children? Do your children believe that memory is the thing that you can change, how you can practice? So curious to hear your thoughts. Just leave them in the comments or on our social media somewhere.
If you liked this episode of Raising Happy and Thriving Kids, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast in your favorite podcast software. And if you want to dive deeply into all the things you can do to help your kids thrive, be happier while making your own life more enjoyable, go to smartparentingsecrets.com, where you can get free additional training. Hope you enjoyed this episode, and as always, bring out the best in yourself and each other.